You know, there's been lots of concern about how COVID-19 can affect children. The Centers for Disease Control alerted pediatricians last month to look at a possible link with a rare and serious inflammatory disease related to Kawasaki syndrome, which is frequently seen in keiki of Japanese and Korean descent. To get a better idea of the possible connections between the illnesses, we spoke with Dr. Marion Mellish, a Hawaii pediatrician who has worked extensively with Kawasaki disease, toxic shock, and coronaviruses.
From the limited information that I'm able to get, I doubt that this is going to be an exact match for Kawasaki disease. I think there are some features that are probably shared, and ultimately this will probably show some interesting light on both diseases. But this is pediatric and multisystem inflammatory disease, and it's in association with an intense COVID outbreak in New York and New Jersey, and also reported only so far from the cities in the world that are having intense outbreaks where you can expect a very large number of their population will be exposed.
The early news reports that I've seen talk about possibly related to Kawasaki or toxic shock, and you have a background in both those areas.
Yes, I do. Well, there are features that are probably similar. This is probably going to be three diseases. One of the characteristics of pediatric multisystem inflammatory disease is intense inflammation, a generalized rash. Some early evidence that I don't really understand of involvement of the area of blood vessels, and also in the case of toxic shock, multi-organ dysfunction. In the case of Kawasaki disease, it is very definitely involvement of the arteries with inflammation. The pictures that I've seen look very much like Kawasaki disease in terms of the rash, but then the rash is not entirely specific. The rash itself can take many forms. It can be a big blotchy rash. It can be a generalized all-over scarlet fever type of rash. It can be a rash that looks like hives, and it can be a rash that looks like measles. So Kawasaki disease is an illness of young children. There are some genetic links to Asian ancestry, particularly Japanese, Korean, and to some extent Chinese, Filipino, Pacific Islanders, where it is far more common in people of these ancestries than people of unmixed European ancestry. In Hawaii, where we have a multi-ethnic population, the rate in children of Japanese ancestry is 15 to 18 times higher than it is in children of unmixed European ancestry.
What can you tell us about the numbers here in Hawaii?
It varies from year to year. We have seen as many as 120 cases, new cases in a year, and as little as 40. Interestingly, at a time when COVID is receding in our community, we have recently seen 3 children in a 10-day period with Kawasaki disease. That would not have been surprising in many years, because we often have had 1 to 2 cases, new cases every week. But this particular year, we've had very little Kawasaki disease since December, and so these 3 cases coming all together were a little bit of a surprise.
Now, you also do work with coronaviruses.
I've been very, very interested in coronavirus, which our state has so far, and our population, have handled probably better than anywhere else in the United States in terms of compliance with social distancing, mask wearing, and the things that we have done have resulted in the near disappearance of new cases of COVID. If there's a relationship to Kawasaki disease, that will become clear. There are probably some important similarities that shouldn't be a surprise. Number one, in serious disease in adults, which of course affects only a very minority of adults infected with COVID, it is known they can have an intense inflammatory reaction that damages their blood vessels and multiple organs. This is something that is sometimes loosely called cytokine storm, where the natural chemicals in the body which promote inflammation are increased many-fold, and then this itself causes disease. Now, inflammation is an important part of trying to fight infections, but when inflammation is unchecked, and it can itself be damaging. And this is known to be a serious problem in adults in ICUs who have COVID. The other thing about children is we are learning about Kawasaki disease in children, but it is still a big mystery area, because in every area that has been looked at, a very small minority of children with recognized respiratory or other signs of COVID are a very small number of all children infected, now that we're learning more about how many people are getting infected through antibody testing. But it has been known from Wuhan and across American intensive care units for children, a tiny minority of children, often those with comorbidities, do have a serious inflammatory component that causes their lungs, hearts, and kidneys to fail. I mean, people are learning a lot, and there's a lot of interest in it. The New York people, despite the fact that they're still fighting disease everywhere, they have set up a bunch of research tests, and a consortium that we are going to join of Kawasaki disease researchers that has been based in Canada out of the Toronto Hospital for Sick Children are planning to study the blood vessels of the heart, which is one of the areas that is affected in Kawasaki disease. And they're planning to look at this in children with Kawasaki, which we do already in children who have the pediatric inflammatory condition, wherever it might show up. New things are showing up all the time, things we didn't expect. We talked about ventilators. Well, now we're talking about the need also to support the kidneys, which often fail in the small group of people who end up in intensive care units. Now we're learning more about children who might end up in intensive care units that have something that might be similar to both toxic shock and Kawasaki disease. And in fact, it's very well known that viruses circulate among children, often more than one virus at a time even. And it's also been known that the common cold type of coronaviruses sometimes do trigger Kawasaki disease. So there are probably some similarities, but there are probably some big differences as well. I was contacted by CDC, some other international researchers, to ask what we've been seeing. There's a very active Kawasaki disease research group in Boston, which is another hard-hit city, and Dr. Jane Neuberger has been recruited and active in that area. And the researcher who's leading the study of heart involvement from Toronto is Brian McCrindle. So, you know, some light will be shed, but it seems like the New York group is becoming quite active in this area, and I think they're going to be the ones to define the syndrome more completely, and then people can learn. But, you know, this outbreak has surprised people at every turn, and that is going to apparently continue. But we have learned a lot since January. That is not even half a year, and we're in better condition to deal with it than we were in January.
That was Dr. Marion Mellish, a pediatrician with expertise in Kawasaki disease, toxic shock, and coronaviruses. She works at Kapiolani Medical Center and the University of Hawaii Medical School and is collaborating with an international team of researchers on a project related to COVID-19.